listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And we welcome you this morning to a brand new Wednesday. This is the first Wednesday we've had this week, David.
Well, it certainly is, and I think one is enough, but you don't know.
Well, we are ready for this. We're in week two of prayer and share. And this, of course, is our time to come to you and pass the offering plate. Two times a year we come to you, our listeners, and let you know that that we are here to glorify God and to bring good ministry to your car, to your home, to your business, to you personally, to the body of Christ, as well as reaching out with the good news, the gospel, to those who might need to find their way to Jesus. And so we trust that is going to be the case today, that you will stick with us and be a part of this blessed day. Well, we will be giving you updates as we move along. We're going to have a devotional time to start the morning. And following that, the phone lines are going to be open, and so we'll give those numbers out. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We'll just start letting you know that Wednesday, 1 week ago, a little more than a week ago, we started out with a $225,000 budget to raise. We're right now over $100,000. We're at $117.72, and so we are on the downhill slide. We've broken the halfway point, and we're well on our way. We had a great day yesterday, and we will be telling you more about that in a little bit. But you know, our hearts are heavy this morning for the condition of God's people in Israel, and spent some time last evening. We've been bringing many different individuals to pray with us, and also we've been bringing songs of Zion from different messianic artists. My wife and I last evening spent a season of time watching a current live, well, maybe it wasn't live, I guess it was a current YouTube from Joshua Aaron, and he was sharing a bit of his burden for the land. Some had lost their lives that that he knew, and these, I believe, were messianic believers already in the war. And also he has a daughter that's in the war, and so prayer, you know, is what prayers were lifted up on her behalf, but not just his family, but for all of those who are under the threat today. We know that Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we're not surprised that this is the work of the devil, but we need to identify it as it is. This is the work of the devil. This is demonic, and this is a spiritual war. Yes, it's manifesting in a most horrific, and I must tell you, it is very hard to look at the news, to hear the news, and to understand the brutality that human nature can go. But let me tell you, Satan is brutal. And he likes to dress it up with nice clothes and jewelry and dollars and drugs and alcohol and a lot of other things. But the bottom line is, Satan is a destroyer. He is always destroying. He never has a day when he's not intent on destroying. But it's much like the story of Pinocchio. You know, he lures those who can be lured into his web. And then once he has you there, he begins very quickly to dismantle your life. This is what the enemy has done in our nation. America must return to God if there's any hope for us. Of course, we are conscious of the fact that these days are certainly last days. What portion of the last days, I'm not sure, but I just don't know how long the world can go on as it is today. I look at the horrific things that are happening in Israel, and when I look at the kibbutz, I think about men going in and slaughtering babies and beheading children, and raping women right next perhaps to their dead husbands, and some of the high levels. I mean, it is just hard to conceive that humanity can lower themselves to this demonic, insane level. And yet that is where the devil has taken this war. And so we plead the blood of Jesus this morning, even before we get into the word, over Israel, over your people. We pray against the attack of the demonic spirits today that are at war. I pray that God would arise and the enemies would be scattered. Father, that you would rise up, that you would be raised up, that you would have mercy on your people today. And Father, throughout history, Israel as a nation have suffered so much when they have turned away from you. And I pray that today would be a day when Israel as a nation would return to you, and they would fast, and they would pray, and they would seek your face, and they would understand that the God who so loved the world gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Father, have mercy today. Put a hedge of protection around those that are yours. I pray, Father, that you would show up with signs and wonders and miracles on the battlefield, in the hospital, in the clinic, in the vehicles, out on the battlefield today. Father, that you would guide those military leaders today, that you would guide Benjamin Netanyahu. Father, that you would raise up a godly standard in Israel today. Have mercy upon your people. And Father, I pray for all those who are lost, who are simply pawns in the hands of a destructive devil. We pray for our enemies. We rebuke the plan of the enemy to use them. We pray that the assault and the attack would be broken, and that the strategies of the enemy would be exposed, and that they would be completely defeated in Jesus' name. And Father, we know, as I was looking in the news, this is an attack, an assault against the God of the heavens. It's an assault against every Christian. There is a vow to destroy every Christian as well as every Jew. But Father, it's a war against you. And when you are in charge of the battle, the victory will be ours. And we speak that peace this morning. Peace over Jerusalem. Peace over Israel today. Strength to the warriors. Father, protection to the warriors in Jesus' name. To the women, to the children. Father, to the babies. Father, have mercy. Have mercy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Today we're going to go to Psalm 91, and I just sensed that as this prayer has been used on the battlefield over many years, that once again today that there would be a return to read the soldiers, as many called it, the soldier psalm. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. He will shelter you with his feathers. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you, but you will see it with your eyes. You will see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no shelter or no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your dwelling. For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. You will trample down lions and poisonous snakes. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with a long life and give them my salvation. Mm. Well, understand that today on the battlefield in Israel, there are not only Israelis, Jewish warriors that are there, but there are also godly warriors that are there. At this time, there are many messianic families that have been in Israel whose children are a part of this battle. And so we plead the blood of Jesus over those who are exposed today to grave danger and commit them into your hand, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are just going to pray over our prayer and share season. It's 7:10. We still have a couple minutes to lift up our hearts to the Lord. And we want to remember Mission America. America needs to return to God. The politicians are not going to be able to save this nation or any nation. And the businessmen and women are not going to be able to save the nation. The bankers are not going to be able to save the nation. The doctors, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, they're not going to be able to save our sons and daughters. There is not an answer that man can produce. There's only one answer, and that is we must return to God, who made us and gave his son to die for us. We as a nation must humble ourselves. We must pray. We must seek the face of God. And we as the church must cry out for mercy, redemption, restoration, revival within the doors of our church. We must get away from simply having programs and seeking to build big buildings and big crowds. We must seek to make our God big. We must seek to glorify him and honor him and give place to him and welcome him into our gatherings. We must bow our knees and bow our head, and in mercy we must cry out to him for mercy. Listen, we as a nation have pushed God away. We have rejected him from our highest house. We have welcomed in the most it is unbelievable, the abomination. I am having a hard time saying it. We have allowed the abomination to come into our White House and come into our schools and to come into our land, and we have welcomed the unclean thing. We have loved the unclean thing. We have pulled the unclean thing close to our bosom. As a nation, we have defiled ourselves and we have rejected our God. But Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for a revival in our nation. I pray for an awakening in our nation. Father, I pray that there would once again be a brokenness and a repentance and a true return to God. This is the only solution in these days. So, Father, as we open up this Wednesday morning, though our hearts are heavy, we know that God reigns in the heavens. We know, Father, that today is a day of salvation for those who will turn. We know that though the enemy is raging war and is boasting of his great ability to defeat, yet there is a God in heaven. There's a remnant on the earth. There is a remnant that's listening this morning. There is an army of God that is alive, that is well. There is a people of God that God